The Outdoorsman Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time once again for The Outdoorsman Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody, there for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We appreciate that. And it is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Just want to make sure that you understand that that is our official name. Scott in Middle River, good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on? How's the bass fishing?
I'm headed up to Havity Grace right now. I got a two-fold mission, Alan. Don't have any tournaments today, so I want to check out. I don't know if you heard, or I didn't get on at 5. I don't know if you talked about already that barge that lost a lot of its load of rocks.
No, up
near the train bridge. They said it's close to the surface. It's a hazard, so I'm going to go up and check that out.
Sure.
And I'm going to try to catch a smallmouth or two while I'm up there.
Where was that? Up the, you say the railroad bridge up in Havity Grace or up that way?
Yes, and it's out in the middle. From what I saw, I put a picture on Facebook.
I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, and the I forget who put it out. It wasn't DNR. It was another agency. It said it's, to watch out for it, that a barge that was hauling in big rocks from that quarry up there, that it tipped over and lost its load.
Oh, man.
And it's supposedly up near the surface, so it's unmarked. So,
well, that's one way to get an artificial reef.
That's what I was thinking.
Great.
Yeah, we've been trying for years. I suggested the DNR for, oh, God, when I was still working back in the... around 2008 or 9, I guess, I suggested to them that we put up a breakwater up at Elk Neck State Park.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever launched from there, but
no.
Sometimes we were on bass tournaments out of there, and it was horrible. If it's an east wind, the waves just pound into you there, and there's really not much places to tie off
right. The
boat. And I've seen boats get just pounded while they're anchored there or tied off,
right
along the bulkhead. So I suggested that they put up a breakwater similar to what's down on the Potomac over at Leesylvania, if you've ever seen that one right across from Mattawamon Creek on the side. And there's been, they allocated $75,000 for a study. I went to a couple meetings. There was concerns raised about the problem with silt, how it may be deposited around there. But
right.
Last I heard, they were talking about like a giant floating turbidity curtain type deal.
Oh, good
put
grief.
Out there, which I think is ridiculous. You got the rocks right up there. Put the rock jetties out there. It'll be great structure for fish and marine organisms.
Yeah.
So it's still kind of up in the air. It's kind of frustrating.
Did you see the
low walk about it? It suggested that long ago, and it still hasn't come to fruition. But
I was fishing way back when the Bassmasters Classic was here. I was fishing the Susquehanna with Bernie Schultz, and we had to get back for the weigh-in at the park, and we were probably half a mile up in the river fishing all that grass along the sides like everybody else was. Bernie made a run for it, and I don't know if you've ever jumped a freighter wake flat out in a bass boat, but we did. We made a 40-minute run in about 39 minutes. I mean, we had 40 minutes left to get back from half mile up inside the Susquehanna to the launch ramp at the park. How about that for a trip? What do you think, Scott? Is that doable for you?
No, I would not do that.
Well, we did. And Bernie hadn't caught a fish all day. We stopped at a duck blind there at the on the way into the river, and he made a couple casts and caught his only fish of the day.
Well, I knew Bernie. Bernie stayed at my house the last time they had an Elite Series tournament up here, 2015. We had all those torrential rains.
Oh.
And it was supposed to go out of Flying Point Park in Harford County.
Right.
And we had spent hours and hours of lining up volunteers and all the planning with the Harford County Recs.
Sure.
And had to cancel it the night before. The water
was
so treacherous.
Yeah.
All that water coming down. They had all the floodgates open at the dam, and whole trees were floating down out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Muddy everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it was the first time they had ever had to cancel an Elite Series event.
Wow.
And unfortunately, Elite Series hasn't been back since then.
Right. We
they had an open, the one that Aaron Martins won out of Middle River the following year, 2016.
Right.
Well, or no, that was 2015.
Was 1990, I think the Classic was here. The Bassmasters Classic was
91.
Here. Okay.
That's the one that Ken Cook from Oklahoma
Ken Cook won that. He sure did.
And ironically, he won it up there where I was just talking about.
Right.
On the Elk River.
Yep, he sure did.
Up there near the state park in the grass there.
He did his homework, that's for sure. But
he did.
But, and we all know that. And they canceled, I don't know if it was the first day of the Classic or if it was a practice day that got canceled with the hurricane warnings. And there was a big roundtable discussion, you know, they brought everybody in and you sat with your pros and, you know, everybody had a discussion about how to make bass fishermen recognized and rise to the level of the statute of professional golfers. That was the whole discussion. How can we elevate our standing in the world like that of professional golfers?
Well, one big thing, in my opinion, is just flat-out courtesy. Courtesy to other boaters out
there
who are already on a spot fishing. And, don't crowd them and give them the same respect that you would want them to give you.
Exactly.
And for the most part, BASS has had a very successful Elite Series trail.
No question.
Yeah, they've had some hiccups here and there with
sure.
a couple guys getting upset with each other. But overall, they've done an outstanding job, and I think they've elevated the whole sport of bass fishing.
I got it.
What it is today.
Arnold just sent me a map of where the stone spill took place. So 1,740 tons of rocks was accidentally dumped over the side of the barge. The pile of rocks is very close to the surface on the water. Avoid the area. Thankful this is located outside of the channel and easy to keep clear of. Please see the attached photo of the incident's location. And at the Vulcan Materials mooring buoy, that's where you typically see the barges anchored. And that's from Towboat U.S. Towboat U.S. is good company. They used to be Boat U.S. out of Virginia, and then Progressive took over. And I don't know if you knew this or not. Progressive, I guess, bought that company.
I'm having a little bit of problem here, dude. I got my volume cranked all the way.
Oh, okay. How's that? Any better?
Yeah, much better.
All right. I had the microphone off my face where it was not supposed to be. Towboat U.S. Chesapeake City put out the notice. local right. notice to mariners. Yep. Good company. Good Towboat US is part of Boat US out of Virginia, which is owned by Progressive. I don't know if you knew that. Not the other one, not Progressive. Geico. Geico owns them. And
okay, that's who I have my boat insurance with.
Yep, and that's Boat US. That's right. And a lot right. it's a great insurance company, and you know, they're very helpful people. They've been advertising with me in the Maryland Loves Crabs forever. I've got a good relationship. Got a good relationship.
Things to say about them. I had a claim a couple of years ago, and they were very helpful and very quick to approve it and,
yep.
You know, help me out with a big bill sure. on my asset.
Yeah. So, thanks, Arnold, for that picture. That clears it up really well. If anybody wants to see that, I'll be glad to send that to them.
Yeah, I'm going to take a couple pictures if there's anything up there to see, and I'll post them on Facebook.
Got it.
When I get back.
Are you gonna fish that rock pile, particular rock pile for smallmouth?
I don't know if they found it yet enough to be on there, but I'll be fishing rock piles up here. I guarantee you that.
I'm sure you will.
I like to fish those pilings, especially the old ones where the original train bridge was. Sometimes they can be very productive.
Sometimes. Rocks are always good for smallmouth.
And largemouth.
Rocks for smallmouth, wood for largemouth.
There you go. I'll be hitting boats today.
There you go. Well, good luck to you, Scott. Thanks for the call. Oh, did you get a copy of Big Ass Fish yet?
No, I did not. Is my article in there?
You need to send me your address.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yep.
I will do that. All right, sir. You have
All right,
a great
buddy.
Day.
Thank you. You too. Have good luck.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680. We're Tackle Box Tim is listening, and he's going to run the random number generator today. And so, let's see, that would be about 6:30. So let's take our first break, Aaron. Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's and Clyde's Sports Shop right here. So I was up at Clyde's the other day. We talked about a lot of stuff, and, you know, we didn't get into any live bait or anything like that, but we talked about crabbing. We talked about their new website, which was a main topic because it really looks good. They're working with a new company for their website, and it's Clyde's, Clyde's Sport, Sport, Shop, Shop.com. Clyde's Sport Shop, two S's in the middle. And if you check it out, it'll be a lot of good stuff on there. So located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in... I can't say Halethorpe. I can't get it through my head that it's not Lansdowne anymore, but that's okay. They're getting ready for the hunting season, of course. You know, you got some early waterfowl season coming in. You got some early geese. You got some September teal. Early duck starts in October. And the A5 is available now as a Wicked Wing version with the kinematic drive recoil operation, which is all the A5s, a composite stock. It's a beautiful gun with a Sarah Kirk burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and a burnt bronze on the barrel. It's got an oversized bolt release, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, which mean they come out from the end of the barrel, and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Comes with an ABS case. It's a beautiful gun in vintage camo. You ought to take a look at it. The A5 Wicked Wing. Then there's the Maxis for waterfowl. My goodness, the Maxis 2 comes in this new Browning Auric camo, AURIC, reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with an additional enhancements to improve performance. It comes with a composite stock. It's got a soft flex cheek pad, in-flex recoil pad, and oversized controls. This gun comes to your shoulder like you wouldn't believe. It is absolutely spectacular. And they are promoting the BT-99, which is a trap-specific single-shot shotgun with superior fit and reliability. If you're a trap shooter, go take a look at the BT-99 at Clyde Sports Shop. All steel components, a trap recoil pad, and a walnut stock. It's a beautiful gun, so why not check it out? 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, and everything for fishing and crabbing as well. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, Clyde Sports Shop is your place to go. Backyard Billies, I'll keep it quick. If you need any supplemental heat for your house, stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves. Pellet and wood inserts for your fireplace. Gas inserts for your fireplace. Electric inserts for your fireplace if you're not allowed to have gas or wood or pellets in your housing development or whatever, if your HOM prohibits that. So, stop by. They're the heat people, no question about it. Now, barbecue grills. They've got the Memphis stainless steel pellet grill. Gorgeous. Comes with cabinets if you want the additional cabinets. You can actually build a nice island on your deck for cooking or outside. It's got the cabinets for all your stuff. You can store everything in there. And it's a pellet stove. There's a couple of different models in Memphis. The other pellet grill is the, why can't I never remember the name of it? Doggone it. Traeger pellet grills. And then they've got the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. Big Green Egg is incredibly popular. All the accessories to go with it, the recipe book, the seasonings, all the stuff that comes with that. All that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They got a tremendous selection of outdoor fire pits and rings. Warm up those chilly evenings if you happen to, I know not right now, but in the fall, you get a little dip in the air. You want that backyard fire, you can have that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And their prices are great. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number again, 827-4500. They are open 7 days a week. Why not stop by? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed. Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot whistling like a fool.
All right, let's talk to Tacklebox Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you? Ready to roll this morning?
I am, Alan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We enjoyed some beautiful white perch that you provided yesterday. Thank you so much.
Very good. I'm having a little trouble hearing you this morning, Alan, on the phone.
You're okay. I'm sorry about that. Is that any better?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, good. So, Aaron, if
you had the
what's that? I gotta have a. I should have a mirror in front of me to let me know that I'm not talking right into the microphone. I apologize to everybody on that one. So, all right.
You had the white perch, did you?
We did. I dredged them in a little flour and baking powder, makes them a little crispier. With the baking addition of the baking powder, salt, pepper, and paprika. That's Robin's favorite seasoning. It does, you know, it doesn't overwhelm the taste of the fish or anything like that. Did them just pan fried them in a kind of not. It's not a deep fry, but it would, you know, the deep oil in the pan. I guess it is, but sizzled them up really nice. They got nice and crispy and crunchy, and they were delicious. Delicious. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. I got home and I cleaned the rest of mine.
Yeah.
And needed a nap.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
And 2 days in a row was a bit much. And the commute back home was just horrible.
Oh, a lot of traffic on. Yeah, I'm sure it was. Yeah. So, sorry to hear
and
that.
I don't know what Easton has going on, but their traffic is horrible.
I know. Well, they put the lights on for the Ocean City traffic to progress through town on a speedy fashion, but then the locals sit there at the light for like 10 minutes waiting for them to change. So and people don't use the bypass; they don't know that they can use the bypass for some reason. It's just
Well, they call it a bypass, but there's just as many lights on there as it is on 50.
Oh yeah, there's a few lights. You're not kidding about that. Not as much, quite as much traffic, but yeah, you're right. So
I have to learn the back way out of there.
The back way instead of turning left and go back to 50, you turn right on Goldsboro.
Does that take the bypass?
Yeah, you turn right on Aurora and take that all the way out to the bypass.
Gotcha. That might be a little easier.
Yep, definitely. I use that all the time when I'm headed west. No question. So, yep. It took me forever to learn the streets in Easton. I still don't know, you know, very convoluted town, quite frankly. So
that's okay. It's a nice town.
It's what?
It's a nice town.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I like living here. Yeah, so. All right, brother, roll us out a number between 1 and 15. Not a lot of people participated in the drawing. We had quite a few callers, but not everybody decided they wanted to get in the drawing. So between 1 and 15
is number 8.
Number 8. Let me see who that is. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Somebody by the name of Larry King.
Okay.
Do you know Larry?
I know a Larry King, a celebrity type, but I don't know all.
Oh, yeah. Well, we also had, never mind. I don't know if people use fake names or not, but we're going to call Larry here unless Larry calls in. Congratulations, Larry. You are the winner. I'm going to have Aaron look at that phone number and decipher it for me because I don't know what the last four are. So, Aaron, could you look at that on the first sheet and send me what that phone number is supposed to be? Larry King. All right. Well, congratulations, Larry. You won a snakehead package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. So there you go. Nice to have the supplier be the random number generator and award the winner.
So. Well, I like being part of the process.
Well, by the way, my urologist loved the bass lures that we were able to get him in touch with this past.
Oh, very week, nice.
Yeah, he loved them. So
hope he's had a chance to use them. Was he got a little private pond there?
Yeah, he does. And I will find out on my next visit, which is coming up before too long. So, yep.
Nice. And I'm always in need of pictures on fish that are caught on high tide lures.
I will be glad to do that. Yep. I told him take pictures. He said, "Oh, I will. I will." So yeah. So we'll see.
Alan, could I ask a favor of the listeners?
Yeah, sure.
In September, I will be fishing up on the Northeast River and taking out some military folks and their families.
Right.
And I've been doing this for several years, and we typically drift around for catfish, and that's okay. Catching one or two, and we've got a two-hour window to take these groups out. But if, you know, my deal is catching white perch. And I know if I can find them, I can catch them. If anybody knows white perch spots on the Northeast River and doesn't have a problem with giving up a spot or two, I can guarantee you that I'm not going to give away your spot.
Right.
The folks I'm taking out don't have access to boats other than
right.
what we do for them at this event. So if your secret spot is not going to become a community hole by any
right.
means. But
did you call the fella I sent you?
I have not, but I will.
You
but
need
I,
to.
I would just like to give these military folks and their family a chance to,
of course,
have a better chance at catching numbers of fish.
Northeast River
in that little short 2 hour time frame. So if anybody could help me out with that, I deeply appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem. You want them to just call the station, leave their number?
Sure. If they're willing to do that, I'd appreciate it, and then I'll get in touch with them.
You got it.
Then they can always look up Tim Sherman on Facebook and give me a
post. Oh, is your number on there, too?
No, my number's not there, but if they go...
Oh, they Facebook, can message you through Facebook.
Yeah,
okay.
And message me. That'd be fantastic. Much
I'm sure you're the only Tim Sherman on Facebook.
I'm not, but my face and a lot of about high tide lures is prominently featured on my page. So I know it's me. Actually, there is another Tim Sherman who is a fisherman up in that area.
Got it. All righty. You put the word out. Let's see what happens.
How's that sound? The opportunity to do that, Alan.
Oh yeah, our listeners know a lot of stuff. They really do. So,
and Scott, who was just on previous to the last commercial break, is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to tidal bass fishing.
No question. No question about that. So, all right, brother. Well, look, I appreciate it. Tim, thank you very much. Nice to be able to. What are we doing a giveaway for August?
For August, we're doing a striper package. We've got a couple of chatterbaits, which is just the blade in the jig head, because it's been my experience that the rockfish do not like a skirted chatterbait.
So we just
don't put a skirt on it, and we tip it with a paddle tail swim bait.
Okay.
We've got a lipless crankbait in striper catching color and a two topwaters. I'm throwing in an extra one from what we had discussed earlier this year.
Wow, so nice. Okay.
We've got a walking bait, and we've got a popper.
Yeah, I had to explain the walking bait to my urologist, how that worked. I had to explain the buzz bait, and I can't remember what else there was. Oh, there was a chugger and a plopper, both, I think, or whatever you want to call them, you know. But I just had to give him a little, you know, with the wrist demonstration on how to work both those baits, how to pop them and how to chug them and that type of thing. So I love surface fishing. I can tell you.
Absolutely, because you never know when that strike is coming.
If
it's coming or when it's coming. And when it does, sometimes you miss the bite from the sheer reaction to on the lure.
Oh, yeah. I've jerked many a lure over the top of the boat trying to set the hook. No question about that.
Yeah. You see the explosion, but you have got the weight to feel the weight on the end of the line.
Exactly. I've also ripped lures away from them when they come up and slap it with their tail, rather than do the old out of the water, turn your body around and dive down it head first. And all it is a tail slap, and you go, oh man, that's stupid.
So. No, my brother was so bad with reaction time that when he works a topwater lure, he actually turns away and works it. So he doesn't see the bite.
He hears it and feels it and
right.
That's funny.
He's not going visually. He's going feeling that weight.
Yeah. That's funny.
And so if any of our listeners have that problem, that's one good way to solve it. Just after the lure hits the water, start working it and don't look at it.
That's right. That's a good one. So. Yeah, one of the nicest bass I ever caught in Pennsylvania, 5.5-pound bass, was caught on a devil's horse. Remember that lure?
Yeah, they're still around. Actually, I think a tournament down in Florida earlier this year was won a devil's horse.
Really? Now that's the one with the blade on both ends, right?
It's the skinny one with the blade on both ends.
Yep, I saw this fish. I saw this fish, and I said, Dad, I was fishing with my dad. I said, Dad, that's a big fish. I said, I'm going to try and catch it. I threw bait out there, threw live bait out there, threw live minnows out there, nothing. I threw all kinds of stuff at that fish, and it just stayed there on the bed. Finally, I just grabbed this thing. I went, well, we'll try this. I threw that thing over top of that fish and popped it. Man, 5.5-pound largemouth was probably definitely my best from Pennsylvania, no question.
Yeah.
Definitely my best. So.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is typically smallmouth country, so that's a very good fish for PA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Virginia, 18.5-inch smallmouth. West Virginia, 18.5-inch smallmouth. North Branch of Potomac down in Cheat River down in Virginia. Those are my two best river smallmouth, but overall, right here in Maryland, 5.5, over 5.5-pound, 21.5 inches. So
nice.
I love my smallmouth, folks. And I
absolutely. I wish I was with Scott today. I could put him on a couple smallmouth spots.
Well, there you go. Give him a call. Yep.
And that tidal smallmouth at that. You don't hear that term very much, tidal smallmouth, but they're there.
No, they're there, no question. Did you see the article by DNR about the invasives that came up over the lift?
I did.
That and they donate them?
Yeah.
Hundreds of snakeheads. Hundreds in that upper river, you know.
And that's a good deal that they don't, you know, that they don't go to waste.
No, they're not. They're donated. I think that's great. So, indeed. So. All right, brother. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, Tim. I appreciate the donation, and I appreciate the participation.
No problem. We will take care of that, and I will get a picture of the September prize pack on my Facebook page, and I'll send you a copy of it. So you
I appreciate it, buddy. All right. Thank you so much.
Tell Robin hello and have a good rest of the weekend.
I just talked to her during the break. She says, I'm getting there. She said, I can't wait to get back on the air. She said, I'll be ready soon. Tell the listeners I love them and thank you for all your prayers and support. So she's slowly getting better, but, you know, it's a long process, but she's getting there. So we're very happy for that. So thanks, Tim.
All right, Alan. Take care.
Yep. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. Appreciate his help. Spurry's Tire Service. Morning, Brent. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's kind of a main intersection right there. Dover Road, that's the big road through town. That's where the post office is. That's where a lot of things are located on Dover. And then Elliott Road, that's where the big box are, the grocery store, the office supply company. That intersection right there, Dover and Elliott, that's just off Route 15 East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Spurry's features American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They also have Michelin and Yokohama and all the other ones. And Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model, any size, car or truck. You think you have some oddball size? Give them a try. Give them a shout. I'll bet you they got it, or if they don't have it in stock, they can get it by the next day. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Oh! Uh-oh. Drama here in town. Oh, the dogs next door just got released out into their yard, so our three just went bolting out the door. That's fine. They got them off my lap. Spurry's Tire has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Any farm equipment, any tractor trailer, any trailer, like a boat trailer, like a tow-behind motorhome, like a, you know, fifth-wheel trailer, a landscape trailer, a dump trailer, Spurry's has the tires. Any ATV, RTV, UTV, same thing. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle. When you look down and you go, oh, no, what's going on now? That check engine light comes on. Could be a sensor, could be something major, but they'll figure it out because they have the technology. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me and the family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384, 822-7384. Their website is spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hi, Brent. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home.
For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Fishing worms, everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Find them in the garden, turn over a rock, slip them in your sandwich, put them in your sock. That's fishing worms, fishing worms. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fishing worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death. She'd make a chocolate chip, I dropped a couple in the blender. And now she's looking at me with bated breath. From eating fishing worms, everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Do your English homework, underline a word, circle direct object and transitive verb with a fishing worm, fishing worm. Wrap them around a corkscrew, twist them around some twine, take them to the hell spot so they can unwind. That's fishing worm.
One of my favorite fishing songs. Fishing. Make a chocolate milkshake, drop a couple in the blender. That's funny. 410 WCBM 680. Guess what, folks? We're going to start the August High Tide Lures Fish and Tackle giveaway today. We got a few minutes left till we have to get out of here and turn it over to Alan Summers. I guess Alan Summers still does the garden club, doesn't he, Aaron? Yep, I assume he's in the building. Is he? Did he have his rake and shovel and hoe with him this morning? Oh, well, there you go. Never know. Oh, my gosh, look at that. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting all these pictures of... I'm getting all these pictures of deer herds, and it's surprising to me the bucks are now mixing with the does. That's a nice buck, Butch. Wow, that's a dandy, that one on the left. Whew! There's some really nice deer out there, folks. Really nice. You know, I don't understand what's going on. I see I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 bucks in this bunch of 15 does. That's pretty amazing. Or 15 deer, the rest are does. Pretty interesting. Thanks for the picture, man. I appreciate it. I don't know why the mix is going on right now, why the bucks and the does are feeding together. I guess it's getting to be that time. I think we're, some reason, I think we're ahead of schedule on the deer's timetable. But anyway, we'll figure it all out when the season gets here on the 6th of September. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, man, what a cool picture. How about that? All right. I lost my train of thought. How about that? Well, at least a caboose. Anyway. Aaron, what was I talking about? Any idea? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, tell him I said hello, will you? I will do that. Yep. So, all right. Let's see. What is John going to do? Oh, yeah. I agree with you, John. That's what you got to do. Yep, yep, yep. Yep. Don't overcook them. They get dry. Oh, my goodness. We're kind of on the final coast here to the end of the show. And at this time when there's nobody, no callers on the line, I just kind of run out of stuff. Sorry. But I do. But let's see, what can we talk about? We can talk about, we talked about flounder, we talked about smallmouth, we talked about rocks, we talked about guns. Oh, we can talk about, one more time, about Clyde's Sport Shop, if you'd like. We sure can. Or Backyard Billy's, either one. Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe. They have a new website, Clyde's Sport Shop, two S's, Clyde's with an S on the end, and then sportshop.com. Check it out. It's a pretty nice website. That gives you kind of an overview. They're not selling anything online. They're just showing you what's all in the store. All the Brownings are in there and everything else. So, but Clyde's is getting ready for the opening of the rockfish season. You know, it'll be the it'll be a little bit different. The tandem jigs, and they still got the bucktails and the tandems and the umbrellas and all that stuff for the trollers. But, you know, they have plenty of live bait, too. They've got the circle hooks. They're ready for those people who like the live line and chum for the reopening of the rockfish season. Of course, they've got everything else that you need, the rods, the reels, the trolling rods, the spinning rods. Don't forget they have the Great Ugly Stick, the great lineup of Shakespeare Ugly Stick fishing rods, and St. Croix rods, too. St. Croix rods are very, very nice. They have a great selection of St. Croix rods. People love St. Croix fishing rods, and Clyde's has a very good selection. Reels as well, plenty of reels from Shakespeare and Penn and some of the others. And they'll put new line on your spool if you need it. They'll supply you with bait and all the terminal tackle. Like I said, the hooks, the weights, the bobbers. And don't forget the live bait and the minnow, those big salty minnows. If you like a big fat minnow for snakeheads or something like that, if you like fishing for live bait. A lot of people use them for freshwater stripers, too, in the Baltimore reservoirs. Liberty and Liberty has them, freshwater stripers, as does Piney Run Park out in Carroll County. And those big salties are a favorite bait out there, too, for the landlocked striped bass. So I imagine they'd work in any river system as well. 242-6108, 242-6108 is Clyde Sport Shop's number. And don't forget that new website. All right. Let's see. A lot of stuff going on in the background, folks. Even stuff going on for the upcoming General Assembly all the way in January. We've got some inside information on some of the things that are coming up. You know, the legislators don't just meet 90 days a year. They get together at different functions and so forth all year round. And they meet with different groups, and they plan strategies, and they hear from people, and then when January comes, they're ready to launch those bills. They can pre-file something ahead of time. They can launch those bills, and about 3,000 bills get entered every year from delegates and senators all over the state. And, of course, there's co-sponsors and sponsors and things like that. Look for another year of anti-gun legislation. Look for another year of a lot of things coming up that are going to impact us as hunters and anglers as well. We did get an invitation last night to a meeting. Very interesting meeting as a stakeholder for Maryland. Let's see, where is it? Where's my email? There it is. This is a stakeholder meeting for the use of non-lead ammunition. And it's going to be coming up here next month. I will let you all know how that meeting goes and what it's all about. And we can see how that is, interesting, how that's going to impact hunting in Maryland. I know it is impacting right now the places like Blackwater and those places, the non-lead ammunition. So we're going to find out what that's all about. We're going to find out how we can bring you information about that. So, all right, John B., you have a great week, too. I will say hi to Robin. Thank you much for your prayers and so forth, and all of you for your thoughts and prayers for Robin. She's getting better. She's climbing her way up out of a low place, and, you know, we're all pulling for her. But I told her this morning, I said, you're making progress. You're headed in the right direction. So, and she is. So that's great. And we thank you all for your thoughts and prayers, that's for sure. All right, well, visit us on Facebook, like our page, Outdoorsman Radio Show, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Big Az Fish, B-I-G-A-Z-Z Fish, and all the other stuff that we do. All of that has direct links from my website, ellisoutdoors.com, to yours if you are a new listener to the show and don't know anything about me. I've been around a long time. A lot of my stuff is on ellisoutdoors.com. It needs updated. It's probably a couple of years old. But there's links to sponsors on there. There's links to everything that we do here. And we look forward to meeting up with you someday. And if not, we'll see you on the radio. That's for sure. So I want to say thanks to our buddy Aaron for screening the calls and being patient with me. We're trying to get some issues resolved as far as me here in the station. And there's the music. We're working on that. We'll get that straightened out, and I'll be fine. And Aaron, thank you publicly for a good job today. And thanks to Tackle Box Tim for the white perch and being part of the show. And thanks to you to all our callers. So share the message about the Outdoors and Radio Show to your social media folks. Share the message to your friends and family that they can listen to and they can win. I'll let you know what the response is to the muzzleloader contest as soon as I hear it. And we will go from there. All right. Well, get out, stay out, stay safe. Make sure you pay attention to your family. Give your loved ones a hug and a kiss. Love the Lord. See you next week.